Sonic Drive-Ins present Bad Radio's Bowling for Spares, July 14th at Showplace Lanes in Euless. Log on and sign up to bowl at theticket.com.
Good afternoon, everybody. You're listening to The Hardline here on Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket. The Ranch Report with Mickey Spagnuolo will be coming up momentarily. But right now, it's time for Fun With.
And yes.
More on that, here's Cobra.
It is the Fun With game, but this time it is called Who is Smarter, a Stripper or an 11-Year-Old? So far, we have found out that the stripper is head and shoulders above the fifth grader in our last two rounds. And, of course, we're playing amongst the crew, all six of us. And in the end, whoever has the least amount of points, there's one winner, and the other five people will spin the superhero wheel. And for 2 days, we will have to wear superhero outfits.
Meaning, where are we going to get those?
We'll get them.
Matter of fact, if you have any access to superhero outfits, good, strong listener, email me at danny@theticket.com. We probably should start thinking about that.
I may just wear the same superhero outfit that I wore when I was a kid, just tie a towel around my neck.
Who were you?
Superman, I guess.
Just Gennaro,
yeah.
Superhero?
Right.
Hammer Man.
So it'll be, I think he was known as the Hammer. Superman, Batman, Robin.
I can't ever imagine him not being the Hammer.
I say we throw in the Incredible Hulk.
We have to wear the Hulk hands.
Just tore
gotta
up
be green.
Tore up purple jeans and a tattered shirt.
And you have to paint yourself green.
Well, maybe.
We'll see.
We'll figure it out. We'll figure it out. But whatever.
Green.
It's going to suck for those of us who actually do lose. And as of right now, I believe that Psycho Dave is in the lead.
Psycho Dave's in the lead with 2 points, and the Hammer and the Snake each have one.
I'm just glad I'm on the board.
If you win again...
But it doesn't matter.
If you win again, you're not allowed to play ever again, because it'll be three times in a row.
There is no way I'm winning this.
Okay, we'll see. All right, so let's meet our stripper first.
All right, first off, what is your name?
Cheyenne.
Okay, and where do you work?
Cabaret Royal.
Okay, how long have you been working there?
About 3 years.
All right, and what did you, do you have high school or GED or college, or what's your educational background?
I have a high school diploma, and I have an associate's degree in business.
Okay, cool. All right, well, you're ready?
Okay, all right.
What's her name?
Cheyenne.
Cheyenne. Oh.
We asked Cheyenne and our 11-year-old 6 fifth grade level questions.
Do we need to meet the 11-year-old?
Let's just go ahead and ask the question. We'll meet the 11-year-old when it's
well,
his
no,
turn.
We kind of need to, if we're going to make a determination.
Yeah, let's meet the 11-year-old.
Well, it doesn't really matter because we're not answering the fifth grade's question right now anyway, but go ahead.
So what's your name?
Kelly Combs.
And where do you go to school?
Chisholm Trail.
Are you going into sixth grade?
Yes.
And you're 11? Or 12?
11.
Okay, cool.
There you go.
Now I got an insight on her.
Chisholm Trail and a stripper named Cheyenne. This is a very Western-themed game today.
So we asked the stripper this question. I was the third president of the United States. I also wrote the Declaration of Independence. My name is blank. Snake.
I'm first?
Yep.
And, of course, our answers have to be stripper, 11-year-old, both, or neither. Okay? And I'm going to say neither. No, I'm going to say stripper.
Stripper only?
Stripper only. Danny?
I'm going to say kid only.
Kid sounds like a very bright young lady, but I'm going to say neither.
Bisco?
I say neither.
Michael?
I'll say both. I'll say both.
Let's ask Cheyenne. Let's get her answer.
Did you start?
Yep.
Here we go.
I cannot even think right now.
You don't know that one?
No, I don't know. It's a tough one in my head.
Dirty dancer.
can't even think right now. Oh, would she do in a table dance?
Let's ask the kid.
Her mind is way too much on lap dances and not enough on this.
Kiddo?
I can't start. Think.
Yes. Thomas Jefferson.
Well.
You didn't have that, did you?
No.
I did.
Danny did. Are you the only one, Danny?
Mm-hmm. I'm winning.
All right, go ahead.
Question number two. This part of a book gives an alphabetical listing of book contents. What we are looking for is an index. Not a table of contents, not a glossary, an index.
Kid. Kid.
All right. Stripper.
The table of contents?
Oh, no, it's the index.
Ooh.
Yes.
Okay, kiddo, screw it up.
Correct. Good job.
Index?
Damn it!
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Kid Sharp.
Thank you. And that should... Oh, just shut up.
Okay. Ready for question three?
Yeah.
Reduce the fraction 3/3.
3/3.
Reduce that fraction.
Both.
I want to say kid, but that is so simple. I'm going to say both.
I'm going to say she's done with the lap dance and she is focused. Both.
Fiscal?
I say neither.
What?
Okay, Michael?
Let him roll.
I'll say both.
I'm going to go with the kid.
Okay.
Oh, the index.
Yeah.
One.
All right.
Good stripper. Good stripper.
Damn it, damn it, damn it.
Good girl. A good lap dance.
Kid.
Good job.
One.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
What's the standings?
Let's see. Mike and myself each have 2 points, and Kevin and Snake and Greg have one.
Excellent. Okay.
Question number four. I am called the Golden State. You will find the biggest trees in the world here. What state am I? Of course, we're looking for...
California.
California.
Give me both.
I'm going to say both.
Neither. I'll say stripper.
Kid, both.
Interesting.
Kick it.
Mm. Interesting.
California, I think.
Yeah.
Good stripper.
Go, way to go, stripper.
Solid stripper.
Yeah, come on, kid.
Correct. All right, good job.
Washington?
Oh, you little 11-year-old!
Dadgummit. Did anybody get that?
Yeah, Reiner did. It puts him in the lead.
You said stripper?
No, he said kid only. Oh, wait, I'm sorry. Stripper only is psycho.
Oh.
I'm sorry. I've got him backwards.
Psycho?
Psycho on the board with a point.
Okay.
Sorry about that. Didn't mean to get him turned around.
Sorry.
Question five. Name 5 of the 7 continents. We're looking for either 5 of North America, South America, Africa, Asia, Europe, Australia, and Antarctica. 5 of the 7.
Give me neither.
Really?
Yeah.
Give me the kid.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Both.
Fiscal?
Give me the stripper.
Kid. Both.
Interesting.
North America, South America, Asia, Europe, Africa.
All right.
You.
Damn it.
Oh, no, sorry, it's California.
Oh.
All right, kid.
Asia, North America, South America, Australia, and... Antarctica.
She got it.
Yes!
Kevin and Hammer.
Thank you.
Each get a point. All right, Going into the final round, Snake, 1 point. Danny, 1 point. Kevin, one. Or, I'm sorry, Danny, 2 points. Kevin, 2 points. Psycho, one. Mike and Greg with two. So me, Kevin, Mike, and Greg are all tied.
And I'm in last place.
You have 1 point, as does Fisco.
Okay. All right, go ahead.
Our last question is, name the largest and smallest planets in our solar system. We are looking for Jupiter and Pluto, and we're not asking you this question, Mike, because you would get it wrong.
I'm going to say both.
Give me both.
Neither. Neither.
Neither.
Come on, Amber.
Give me both.
Right, correct. Come on.
Mercury and Pluto.
No, it's Jupiter and Pluto.
I'm all right. Bye.
Earth.
Jupiter is the largest.
Uh-huh.
And Pluto is the smallest.
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Nobody gets a point.
Are you serious?
No.
Yes.
Everybody said either both or neither.
Dang it.
So we have a four-way tie. Between me, Kevin, Mike, and Greg.
Which means I get another point.
So Kevin, Greg, Mike, and myself. Now Greg is now tied with Psycho for the lead, and everybody else has 1 point each. For total wins for week three.
Look out.
Wow. That was exciting.
Great.
Much smarter kid this time. I think the kid won.
Well, the other one was real nervous, though, Danny.
The kid only missed one question. The stripper got three.
Well, she sounds like a teacher's pet, too, doesn't she?
All I can do is think about my stupid outfit that I'm going to be wearing.
No, me too. I've already given it up. The Range Report with Mickey Spe-